From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean officials are due in Washington Thursday to brief U.S. officials about the North Korean offer of a halt in nuclear testing and talks about denuclearization. The offer was made during a two-day visit to the North by a South Korean delegation, including a four-hour meeting with leader Kim Jong-un. Wednesday, South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said it's too early to be optimistic. The U.S. was muted in its assessment of talks in a scheduled Korean leaders' summit in April. President Donald Trump said the U.S.-led global pressure campaign played a key part.
They are sincere, but I think they're sincere also because the sanctions and what we're doing with respect to North Korea, including, you know, the great help that we've been given from China, and they can do more, but I think they've done more than certainly they've ever done for our country before.
However, a senior administration official said the North Koreans have earned our skepticism, that view shared by the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats.
Hope springs eternal, but we need to learn a lot more relative to these talks, and we will, and the IC will continue to do every possible collection and assessment we can relative to the situation that exists in North Korea.
Vice President Mike Pence said the maximum pressure campaign will continue. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, ahead of a trip to Africa, said in a speech Tuesday the U.S. approach to development is quite different from that of China.
The United States pursues sustainable growth that bolsters institutions, strengthens the rule of law, and builds the capacity of African countries to stand on their own two feet. We partner with African countries by incentivizing good governance to meet long-term security and development goals.
Tillerson said, in contrast, China's approach encourages dependency. He embarks on a one-week trip, taking him to five nations. This is VOA News. A Russian military transport crashed in Syria Tuesday, killing all 39 on board. The Kremlin says it appears to have been a technical malfunction. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department's spokesperson Heather Nauert blasted Russia for its complicity in the carnage of the besieged rebel enclave of Eastern Ghouta.
The strikes on Eastern Ghouta in recent days have demonstrated the farcical nature of Russia's proposed humanitarian corridor. Russia is clearly attempting to feign implementation of UNSCR 2401 while showing complete disregard for the ongoing humanitarian disaster that still unfolds.
She said Moscow is responsible for the government bombardment and the denial of humanitarian aid. A 46-truck convoy was able to make it into the town of Duma Monday, although stripped of medical supplies. Paul Kirsik of the International Committee of the Red Cross described the mood of the residents.
People were telling you very desperate stories. They're tired. They are angry. They don't want aid. What they want is the shelling to stop.
Meanwhile, the UN's Commission of Inquiry said a Russian plane was responsible for the deaths of more than 80 people last November in an airstrike in northern Idlib province, and blamed the U.S.-led coalition for a strike last March on a school that left 150 dead. President Trump Tuesday remained firm in his view that stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports are necessary.
We have a trade deficit of $800 billion a year, and that's not going to happen with me. We have been mistreated by many, sometimes fairly, but there are really very few instances where that's taken place. And I don't blame the countries. I blame our leadership.
Mr. Trump's economic advisor, Gary Kahn, an opponent of tariffs, announced he'll be leaving the White House. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, fellow Republican Paul Ryan, urged Mr. Trump to engage in a more targeted approach.
There is clearly abuse occurring. Clearly, there is overcapacity, dumping, and transshipping of steel and aluminum by some countries, particularly China. But I think the smarter way to go is to make it more surgical and more targeted.
Mexico Tuesday vowed to retaliate with tariffs of its own. The European Union is preparing its response. U.S. stock futures were lower on news of the Cohn resignation, the prospect of a global trade war. The benchmark Dow Jones Index did manage to eke out a slight gain Tuesday. Britain is promising a robust response if it can prove Russia was behind a mysterious illness that left a former Russian double agent fighting for his life. Police are trying to determine the nature of the substance that felled Sergei Skripal and his daughter in southern England. Sierra Leoneans are going to the polls to choose a successor to President Ernest Bai Koroma. The state of the economy in the tiny West African country appears to dominate the campaign. Amazon chief Jeff Bezos is the world's richest person, according to Forbes magazine. Replacing Microsoft founder Bill Gates, he's worth about $120 billion. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.